This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the familiar music that notifies everybody listening. They're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Going to shake things up here a bit, going over the charts for this week, the week of November 16th to the 20th, preparing for Thanksgiving is part of what we're all doing, although I think that that story won't be on the top 10 list till next week. We'll find out what the top 10 are right now, because Michael Harrison is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of the talk radio industry. It is influential in all of the corners, the circles that we find ourselves in, focusing on the issues of the day and the week. People list as well. So some interesting characters here. I think we can chuckle about a few of these. The nonsense that goes on with people and how they are as you go through the list. So I'll chuckle when it gets to when we get to a name that I think is chuckleable. Is that a word? Chuckable? Chuckleable?
Chuckleworthy.
Chuckleworthy.
Yes, chuckle. Oh, I like that better.
There chuckleworthy. Yes. All right, well, so let's
all
go.
All right, well, here we go. These are the stories that dominated conversation on news talk radio stations across America, such as the one that's carrying this program right now into the ears of our into the ears and brains of our wonderful listeners. At number 10, we have the Obama book. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs, including U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and Uganda. At number 7, conservative cable news talk television wars. Interesting. At number 6, climate change and hurricane season numbers. At number 5, the education crisis and school closings. At number 4, the economy shutdowns and the Gavin Newsom flap.
There it is. There's the chuckleball. That's the first chuckleball one.
Wonder why.
What
I
a
that.
Moron. Well, arrogant SOB. Ooh. Unbelievable. Newsom? Yeah. You don't think he's an arrogant SOB?
I don't live in California, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, take it from me, who is, although I'm not even sure I'm going to be a part-time Californian this year because of all of the restrictions of getting around and doing stuff. Let me come down and join you in Florida this winter.
We'd love to have you.
Got an extra bedroom?
You could share.
Right. That's very sweet. Thank you.
It's a Spartan existence these days, tightening up for the economy.
Yeah.
The Gavin Newsom story is amazing, and it comes under the heading, on ESPN they have this little feature called "Come On, Man," and they show the boneheaded play of the week. What was he thinking? Come on, man.
Yeah, this is a guy who wants to run for president. He's not going to run any. He'll be lucky to get elected dog catcher after this. But
you'd be amazed how a thing like that sticks.
Yep.
And number, where are we? Number 3, post-election 2020 and politics. Post-election 2020 politics and the Georgia runoffs. Number 2, Trump refuses to concede the election. And that's tied with the executive transition that's taking place in fits and starts because Trump refuses to concede the election. And number 1, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and prevention. Okay, here are the people.
Let's do the people first.
Yeah, Barack Obama 10, number 9, Gavin Newsom, number 8, the whole field running for Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. The odds of it working out like this is something that if it were in a movie, you'd say it was contrived.
Well, I don't think people understand. What really is, we probably should spend a minute
or two. Let's talk about it. It's the most important political topic of the day.
Yeah. How did it get to a runoff? I think that would be something we ought to explain to people. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, come on. We'll come up with an answer.
All right. We'll make it up. At number 7, it's the law there. It's the law there. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. At number 5, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Emily Murphy is at 4. Kamala Harris is at 3, Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump dominates the stage still in the waning days of his presidency.
But the Trump refusal to concede is number 2, whereas COVID is number 1 on the story list.
Yeah.
And mostly that's because of the vaccine news, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, plus the Trump refusal to concede ties into COVID. It's everything ties into COVID. The economy ties into COVID. The education crisis ties into COVID. The conservative cable news wars connects to that.
Yeah.
It's on every, you know, out of the top 10 stories, 70% of them tie into COVID, and then COVID's a story unto itself. It would be inaccurate to say that Trump refusing to concede the election is more talked about than the problems connected to and directly attributed to the coronavirus.
Yeah. So I want to take some time here and try to figure a few things. One of the things that people appreciate about our getting together each week is that not only the overview of some of the important stories that we go into in depth, but also some of the discussion we have of the inside of radio and actually talk TV, because that's part of it. Talkers is invested. We have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it isn't just about radio. It's about the talk television experiences as well. And because of the focus on conservative cable news, that was number 7 on your story list this week, and what's going on with Fox and whether Newsmax is going to take over and whether Trump's going to buy them and all that other stuff, people think, well, Fox is going down the tubes. If you don't think the McLaughlin family, Lachlan Murdoch isn't the smartest guy in town, he's figured out that there's burnout where Fox has been, and there's no new audience. It may have the largest of all of the cable audiences, but where is that audience going to go? I think that this guy has figured out that it's not going to go in the direction that they've been going in. Leave that to a more minor network, and let's see what we can do with Fox in the New World Order. What do you think? Am I right?
I think there's a degree of truth to that. I think that there's everybody has their game plan based upon their needs. A small gain for Newsmax TV and a small gain for One America News Network is very, very valuable to them. Mm-hmm. A small loss by Fox News Channel in order to reposition itself for the years to come has more value to them. Much of this is just hype. But it is interesting. It's interesting.
It gets everybody's attention.
Well, it's interesting to us because we deal with the positioning of politics as a strategy to get ratings. Yeah. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't think. They actually think that the politics expressed on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN, the politics expressed on the radio station that you're listening to right now, folks, that somehow this comes organically based upon the people that own the stations and the people on the air, that that's the way they feel. Not even slightly. It's completely a dance of, affirmation, daily dance of affirmation. You target audiences and you give them what you think they want so you can get numerous eyeballs and eardrums and sell advertising. It's a strategy. So even though it's hyped up a lot in terms of, you know, Fox and Newsmax and all that, there's a lesson to be learned in this for the public in terms of understanding how to consume media, that you're being targeted. Just like when you go on the internet and suddenly ads pop up for something that you looked at on a website.
Right.
You're being targeted, being told what they think you want to hear. And the fact is, there are tons and tons and tons of people right now in the United States who demand to hear every day that Trump is going to overturn this election. Whether it's true or not, they want to hear it. And so Newsmax TV and One America News Network is giving them plenty of
that stuff. Yeah, right. It's like playing the hits on the top 40 station or the adult contemporary station or the country station or the oldies station. That's what people want to listen to. So talk has become refined down into that. There is talk and there are segments of talk, as there is music radio and there are segments of music. That's
right.
The way it works. In a moment, we talk about what a new TV, a radio station being bought by a TV talker is going to be doing in Los Angeles. Right now, a focus on how you're doing and a special way for you right now to consider when you're in the losing weight mindset. How do you get started? What program do you choose? And then what do you do after you've chosen a program? Well, I'm going to make it, I hope, easy for you. You go to toploss.com. Just the name of that website should intrigue you if you're losing weight or want to lose weight or get on the bandwagon to keep yourself from gaining weight. Go to toploss.com. Great and very informative website because there's a description of the product that they sell, Calitrin. Actually, they have three or four different products that they sell, but this is the mainstay. This is the one that most people want because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. If something works, you want to use it, right? Why would you want to use something that didn't work? And the fact these people have been around selling this product for 23 years. It was developed by a doctor and three nurses. The formula is just basically collagen protein and a group of digestive enzymes that have been, it's complex, but yet it's simple. They've been tested, and the idea is that it aids your body in repair and rebuilding, so that you get rid of the fat and the things that break your body down and get muscle, lean muscle built in, lose the weight, get your body in better shape, and follow the directives. There's a consultant that will help you so you have maximum benefit from having Calitrin on the shelf to use every night. Holiday special, Thanksgiving, buy as many as you want and get the same number free. That's fabulous. If you want to buy 40 months supply, they give you 80 months supply. Have people in your family, your circle of friends that want to lose weight, get on this program. It's at toploss.com that you should be. Use the discount code DJV when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get that fabulous sort of BOGO deal. Buy one, get another one free. Buy as many as you want and get the same number free. Right now, that's the Thanksgiving special to get healthy the right way at toploss.com.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead to 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with a 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing a basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I thought it was interesting that Ben Carson, Michael, said that he used something that was, quote-unquote, unorthodox, a treatment, a natural treatment to get rid of his COVID. Did you see that? It was the thing that was created. Well, the focus on it was created by Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who came up with this thing. He says, if you take this, you'll never get COVID. And Ben Carson took it, and he got rid of his COVID.
That was kind of a great.
That's so reassuring.
Yes, it is. All right. 21 after the hour.
No. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the Talk Radio circle, it's Michael Harris. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. We're laughing about Rudy Giuliani, who had a press conference at the end of the week. He was all fired up trying to present Trump in a certain light, and he got so hot and sweaty that he... his hair dye was rolling down his face.
His hair dye was running down his face.
Yeah, right.
And he's the lawyer. I mean, how much confidence can you have in your lawyer?
He wanted $20,000. Do you know he wanted $20,000 a day?
That's what they say. He denies it.
Of course he denies it.
Well, try collecting that from Trump. I mean, come on. Exactly. They're going to settle at the end.
Yeah, right. Go bankrupt and you'll be... Anyway, Rudy's got his own problems. Too bad. I think he's becoming an alcoholic. He seems to have a flask with him wherever he is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, I am, actually.
You've actually seen
he's
him
drinking
out of a flask?
There are pictures of him taking a flask out of his pocket.
Was he at the table with Gavin Newsom?
Newsom didn't have to take a flask out of his pocket. It was all over the table.
At least Newsom doesn't have his hair tie rolling down his face.
No. No, it's pretty amazing. All right, so while we're in this circle here, there's a fellow that used to be on PBS. Actually, I say this lovingly because I've heard it from a number of people who have gotten started in the business. And remember when I was just a pup and I was learning how to do it, people would call me and ask me, so how do you do this and how do you do that? One of those people was Tavis Smiley.
Wow.
Who became a radio guy, and then he became a TV guy, and then he got himself a fat, nice deal with National Public Radio until he didn't. He said, and I don't even remember what he said or did. Something made the people at NPR uncomfortable with him, so he got fired. So now Tavis Smiley is going back to his roots in radio, buying a radio station in Los Angeles. And he's going to, he says he will have a new talk format. Basically, it'll be unapologetically progressive. So how's that going to work in a city like Los Angeles? What's your prediction, Michael?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know what unapologetically...
How's progressive radio doing in general?
Progressive radio in the commercial realm is very, very, very rare. Yeah. Now, you could consider public radio talk to be
moderate to left-leaning and somewhat progressive.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people argue these points. Public radio will never admit to being liberal. They consider their position to be centrist. Conservatives call everything to their left liberal, including other conservatives. I mean, the whole term Republican name only. You know, these are Republicans that are called liberal by other conservatives. So it's really subjective, as you know, it's really subjective. No, there are not many hosts, let alone stations, formats, networks, and operations that operate under the banner of progressive politics the way, say, Air America did, or
right.
20 years ago, there were a number of liberals on the radio.
America. I remember being on all of those networks myself. So what then, why, if there are so many people who are cut from that cloth, why doesn't that format work as well as the right?
It didn't take the time to build it over decades the way the conservatives did. And frankly, the late-night television hosts, that whole genre that used to be just two people, you know, Johnny Carson and whoever was up against him,
right,
and then
yep.
Jay Leno and David Letterman for a few decades, a couple of decades, that scene has now fractured into about 10 active late-night hosts. These guys are doing progressive talk.
Yeah, all right-wing, all left-leaning stuff, except for Conan, who this week said, "I'm done doing this." Conan O'Brien's off.
He made a deal with HBO. He's not gone. He's just going to do something different.
Do something else. Right, exactly.
Interesting character.
Yeah. Is Bill Maher, is that program continuing? That's an HBO show. Is he safe there?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Maher.
I don't know. I think so.
All right, 28 after the hour.
How to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well, if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice, and the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, "I'm okay, I can handle this." In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, "I'm okay, I can handle this," will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the vote from the November 3rd election. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals to review a decision by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. The Trump campaign said it was focusing its appeal on the narrow question of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit. Wauwatosa police have arrested a 15-year-old Milwaukee boy who they believed opened fire at a Mayfair mall Friday afternoon, sending eight people to the hospital. Police Chief Barry Weber said the suspect was arrested Saturday night and that the shooting was the result of an altercation between two groups of people. Police had said Friday that witnesses described the shooter as a white man in his 20s or 30s, but Weber described the suspect as a 15-year-old Hispanic boy. His firearm was recovered during the arrest. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Voter intimidation, threats of violence against GOP poll officials in Wayne County. So why did Michigan officials meet with President Trump last week? USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process, and no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
Monday Night Football will have the L.A. Rams going to Tampa Bay and play the Buccaneers. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is my friend and colleague, actually. We've been together doing this program and doing lots of things in the world of news talk radio for several decades and then some. And so it goes, and we continue to do that with every weekly, our time together every week is spent taking apart the major stories, having Michael tell us what he thinks about some of them based on his research, the stuff that they do at Talkers Magazine, listening to all the stations and hosts and stuff and keeping up with it. Everybody's after him all the time. Hey, tell my story. Tell this story. Tell that story. So there's a story about Bill Maher. We were just talking about him a few minutes ago. I don't think he's ever done radio, but he was a stand-up guy before he had that show on ABC, right? Is that where that came from?
I believe so. I think, yeah. I think he was a comic, and he's still kind of a comic. What's interesting is all of those late-night guys are comics. The monologue is part of that show, that format. Mm-hmm. But Maher was the host of a show called Politically Incorrect
and he was canceled for being politically incorrect during one of the Persian wars. He mentioned something to the effect he criticized calling American soldiers or sailors heroes for shooting off rockets from 20, 30 miles away, that it takes courage to do it in the face of your enemy, not from a remote position.
So what's wrong with that statement? Is there something
I'm not
going
to get
statement?
Into the right or wrong of it. That's what he said that got him fired.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that statement, but that's me. I mean, are we not allowed anymore? When you put, it's like Imus, when he was put on stations, it was to stir the pot. Then when he stirred the pot, he got fired. So what is it? You guys that run these stations, hello, make up your mind.
Well, there's just been a movement away from having a stomach for controversy on the part of corporate radio. There was once a time when the stations considered their success by how many people complained.
Yeah, and, who's calling?
Right, you know, we're getting complaints.
I worked for a general manager in Boston, and he said that he and the program director both said this was in the 70s. When they went talk at this station, it had been a music station, and the guy was running the station said, this is fabulous. Look at all the calls we're getting. Look at all the listeners we must have. And, you know, he'd field the calls himself, say, thanks very much for listening. Understand your point of view. Please keep listening, and please keep calling me. And the advertisers would be thrilled because they're getting so much response. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, hello, it's all about how we program our station so that we get the most listeners so we can sell the most advertising and make the most money. Duh.
And so, what works is always being argued in the broadcasting business. And different things are in vogue. And when those things are in vogue, the other things are out of vogue.
Right.
And then they come back. Because there's no empirical truth as to how to get people to listen. It has to do with the circumstances and the way, you know, the chessboard is set up. Who's doing what?
Yep.
You know, if there's a vacuum to fill, if you can fill a vacuum and there's a demand for that vacuum, you're going to suddenly look smart. If there's no demand for the vacuum, well, then you're just filling empty space. Or you're going into a crowded field where everybody's doing it, and the pie is being split up into teeny pieces. That's what's happening in the podcast field right now.
Mm-hmm. So see where that goes. Now, how about in the book department? There are lots of different, when you go into a bookstore, you can find one anymore.
Yeah,
there are a lot of different categories. I have one that I go into. It's a Barnes & Noble that actually is, and there's one in Los Angeles, too, that I go into when I'm there. It's kind of a cool place to go because there are a lot of other things going on there besides just selling books.
Like they have a free bathroom.
Yeah. For the homeless people in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's true. So Barack Obama's book, his wife wrote a book, and now he's written a book. They got $68 million the day they left the White House 4 years ago, and they were told, write a book and you'll get more. So Obama's book, apparently 700 pages long, and it took him a couple of days to do the audio portion of the book. He's on all the late-night talk hosts on the shows. All of the late-night hosts are doing goo-goo and gaga over him. And the book has sold, what, 880,000 copies the first day? Are you going to read it? Will you read it?
No, I won't read the whole. I don't have the interest or time to read the whole thing. But I will. Yeah. I will read excerpts from it, and I will read, you know, critiques of it and all that. So I'll be familiar with it within a few days.
Don't you think it's fun when you look at the, you know, when Obama left, he was disgraced. Trump was he's going to be the hero, fix everything that Obama screwed up. Now, when you look back, people say, oh, Obama, what a great president. And when Obama became president, when Bush went out, oh, that bastard Bush, no good. And now he's the hero. And when Bush came in and Clinton went out, and now Clinton, it just is so funny how we react to these people after the fact.
The new ones get worse. We get nostalgia for them. But I wouldn't go so far as to say Obama was disgraced. I think that the country was split.
In some circles. It just depends. There was a lot of race that entered into that one way or another, as we all know. We haven't grown up much here, which brings us around to the business of our friends and those who are not our friends. Number 8 on the countdown list of stories is a focus on the various countries that have obviously, there's this whole business about, what is it, Dominion, the voting, and who counts the votes, and where they go, and what country is, even Venezuela is on the list of baddies. And
most of these are conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Okay, so do they have legs?
Well, they yes, as evidenced before, there's a whole industry of people telling people what they want to hear, whatever it might be, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or Dominion conspiracy theories or deep state intrigue or whatever, that the entire country is corrupt and that the only honest source of information is Donald Trump.
Really?
Huh. There is. That movement is happening.
I know it is. I'm being facetious. Yeah, right.
Well,
exactly.
Think about it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. So when Trump is gone, then who are they going to lean on? Who comes
Trump
along?
Will never be gone.
Oh,
Trump will never. He'll never be gone. He will continue on through either Trumpism, or he will be running for 2024, or he'll be doing books and television and radio. Or,
he's not going to do that. We know that.
He's not going to be gone. The question is he going to remain the most powerful person in the Republican Party because of all the, he got a tremendous number of votes. He got more votes.
Yes,
he got more votes this time than he did the last time. It's just that Biden got even more votes than anybody ever got. But the point is that the Republican politicians don't want to mess with Trump because they don't want to, feel the wrath of all the people out there who follow him.
Right.
So he's a power maker. He's a power broker.
Here's the latest rumor. You want to hear the latest rumor?
Sure, why not?
You've probably already heard this rumor. Well, we all know that, sadly, Rush Limbaugh is in tough shape in terms of his health and well-being, and how much longer he stays on the radio, remains to be seen. But there are those who say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put Sean Hannity in that time. We're going to add an hour to his show, and that will be devoted to Donald Trump. Trump can be on the radio 1 hour a day. As most people think, he can't do a whole show. So how would that work? He and Hannity are friends? Yeah, it's as good as any other rumor. I guess it's floating around, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, it'll last a few weeks.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
All right, so I had an experience I want to tell you about yesterday on a new radio program that actually Talkers has helped me understand what was going on, but also a fellow who's a colleague of ours has managed to put together something that's actually pretty unique on talk radio. I was a guest on this show yesterday. China, you pronounce it better than I do.
China Uberalis.
Right.
It's German for China above all, Uber above, alles all. It was something that Hitler and the Germans used during Nazism to say Deutschland above all. And it's a sarcastic approach to China that China is following in the fascistic and totalitarian tradition of Nazi Germany.
Right. So I was invited to come on.
And I spent a half hour with Nan Sue and Amy and Bill
Graff.
How'd
it go?
That was great radio, actually, if I do say so myself. They talked about, they brought me in as the host of the DJV program, but also because Bill knows me, he knows that I do the farmer show, and he wanted to talk about agriculture and what the Chinese are doing to our agricultural industry here. And, you know, it was really quite an interesting experience. It's something, the podcast, it's on radio stations, but there's also a podcast connected to it, I believe, as well. Is there not?
It's not on radio stations. It's on one radio station, and that's KSCO, KSCO.com. And people want to hear China Uber Alles. You can hear the podcast after it. A new show streams every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, I know. I did it. We were on live. When I was on with them, I know we were doing it live. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you do it on the West Coast, from the East Coast? Were you in the Northeast?
Yeah, no, I did it right in my studio.
I don't know where you are.
So you
did it between 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right.
Right. It was 6 o'clock. Yep. Yeah. It was a very good experience. They knew the right questions to ask. We all have to know more about. There's more attention that needs to be focused. I spent part of the time bemoaning the fact that, you know, everybody talks big, but nobody's holding China accountable for this current situation that we're in, where lives have been ruined, lives have been lost, lives have been changed, people's routine has been altered, their lives perhaps altered permanently, and so what are we doing about it? Nothing. Zero. There's not anything being done that's outwardly focused on having, whether it's retribution or the Chinese government, pay for what they've created, what they've caused. I don't see any of that, and they were happy to have me say that.
Well, I'm sure. I don't fully agree that nothing's being done. I think there's a lot of consciousness raising going on in America.
Yeah.
I think you don't turn the ship around that quickly when you're so intrinsically connected and tied in economically to another country. And I think we have a lot of sorting out to do and a lot of knots to untangle. So and I think we're heading in the right direction. Plus, Trump has threatened, I don't know if threat's a good word, he's said that before he goes out, he's going to impose a whole bunch of sanctions and a whole bunch of, you know, punishment on China that'll be difficult.
Oh, I think he's the only one who's done that. I'm talking about Congress, but he really is. Trump's the only one who's done anything outwardly to encourage, let's say, pharmaceuticals, come back to America, and, you know, we're going to give you incentives to do it. Where else is that?
That's the only thing that Trump has done as president that both sides can agree on.
Agree on, right.
Now, there's a terrible fear among the Chinese-American community and people who are hip to the problems of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that Biden's in bed with them, and that as soon as he becomes president, you know, we're going to... I don't see it happening. Biden's a politician. One of the things about Biden that people who hate Biden don't seem to understand is he's pragmatic. He changes. He goes with the flow. And I seriously doubt that Biden is going to be pro-China.
But when you look at his... When he first started as a congressman, his net worth was about $600,000, something like that. And according to his tax returns, his net worth now is about $16 million. And everybody says, where'd that come from? So his detractors are happy to point at, look, see, he got it all from China.
Yeah, well, they could say whatever they want. You can also say every president and every vice president and every governor, they retire from their jobs pretty wealthier than they were when they went in, and how they make the money. I mean, come on, grow up, people.
All right,
you can find this on anybody. You can find you can find dirt on anyone.
MH interview this week. MH interview this week.
Oh, this one, we took a week off. Walter Sterling next week.
Walter Sterling? Wow, the great Walter Sterling will be on the MH interview. Michael Harrison from Talkers here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Past the hour now, time for us to check in on the top five items from the world of technology this week, the things that made news. Victoria Keeman has reported on all five of these, so she will give you the essence of them from number five to number one. At number five, Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hulu is in the news this week, and not for a great reason. They are announcing a price hike, and so now Hulu with live TV.
This is
it's going to be something that we're just, you know, like cable. Every month the cable bill keeps going up.
Yep.
Now all of the streaming services are doing the same. So Hulu with live TV currently costs $54.99 a month. And it's now going up to $64.99 a month. So it's a $10 hike. It will begin on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers, so there's no way to get around it. And they last increased their monthly cost last year. This basically December 18th of 2019, they went up $10 last year. So if you started at some point in 2019, you're now $20 ahead or behind, however you look at it. You're paying $20 more per month for Hulu with live TV. It is one of the more popular services. It has more than 4 million customers. YouTube TV, which is the service that I use, that only has about 3 million. And so you can still get cheaper options. Sling TV is about $30 a month, which is a really good bargain. But you're not going to get the same number of channels. You're not going to get the premium channels. It's a little more basic. So I think this is just sort of the new reality. YouTube TV is also $65 a month, so everybody's kind of on par now at the same price. But, you know, it's at some point they're going to have to put a cap on it or else people are going to go back to cable.
Yep. Number four, here's some interesting keyword search info, which you've gleaned.
On Instagram, you can now actually search keywords instead of only being able to search for hashtags or direct accounts. This is kind of interesting. You can now search for recipes. You can search for puppies, flowers, whatever it is that you want to see, or accounts that would be linked to those things. It makes it a lot easier to navigate the system. It also makes it easier to find new accounts to follow on Instagram, which I think is something that a lot of people struggle with on Instagram. It's not that easy to have a new account and be discovered and to gain the followers that a lot of other, you know, like the Kardashians or celebrities have. So I think the keyword search is going to be really helpful. When Twitter initially launched their keyword search, Twitter ended up becoming like a Google search. I mean, it became one of the biggest resources for searching on the internet. So Instagram might end up that way. As of right now, they're staying away from anything that is remotely controversial. So if you search for vaccines or QAnon or Trump or Biden, you're going to get zero results. So Instagram wants to make it clear this is not a political platform. This is a lifestyle platform, and that's where they want to keep it. Which I think is good. There's enough politics in the world, right?
Number three, a focus on the electric car industry with some familiar entanglements, shall we say.
Yep, the electric car industry now has its own lobbying group, and it's called Zero Emission Transportation Association, also known as ZETA. Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid are the major electric vehicle makers that are now in this group. They say that the mission is that 100% of new car sales will be electric by 2030. It's a bold initiative. It's probably not going to happen, but that's the direction they want to move in. California recently announced plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving pretty quickly in the electric car arena as well. The governor here just recently signed legislation to have a lot more charging stations, public charging stations, put in at gas stations and things like that. So the electric vehicle market is definitely alive and booming and thriving. And this group is also going to push for the extension of the federal government, the federal tax credit for new electric vehicles, which is $7,500 that you get back when you actually buy an electric vehicle. So it's interesting that they now have a lobbying group. I think we kind of all saw that eventually this would have to happen.
Number two, Twitter and the disappearing, the case, it sounds like a Perry Mason thing.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter and the case of the disappearing tweets.
Yep, Twitter rolled out Fleets. They are the tweeting, it's the new tweeting feature that they first announced. Essentially, they're ripping off Facebook and Instagram, the stories. They sits at bubbles at the top of the screen, just like on Instagram, and your stories will your Fleets will last for 24 hours. So they're trying it out, and essentially all the social media sites will end up looking exactly the same. That's where we're headed.
Number one, a COVID-fighting tool.
The coronavirus surge, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of it, and 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities if someone around them has been exposed to the virus. You just have to go onto your phone, and under settings, you'll see exposure alerts, and just turn them on, and you will then get Bluetooth-enabled alerts if you've been around someone exposed to the virus.
There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, as enumerated by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.